may the words of my mouth and the meditation of all our hearts, now and always, be acceptable to you, O Lord, our strength and our Redeemer. Amen. Please be seated. Dietrich Bonhoeffer was a German theologian from the 20th century. In his book, The Cost of Discipleship, he quotes, "When Christ calls a man, he bids him come and die." Bonhoeffer knew discipleship is not easy. He knew there would be a time when each person must prove for their faith journey and to declare one's commitment to Christ. In today's gospel reading, we hear Jesus' hardest sayings on discipleship that challenge how we think about what it means to follow after him. Jesus' ministry in Galilee has now come to an end. Jesus now sets his face like a flint towards his final destiny, which is in Jerusalem. Even though Jesus knew he would be persecuted and face death, he headed towards Jerusalem. Jesus is determined to accomplish God's will wherever it leads. Jesus sent messengers ahead to prepare for him and his disciples' arrival, but the Samaritans were not hospitable to him. Jesus doesn't retaliate like Elijah did when he encountered troops from Samaria calling down fire from heaven to destroy them, as we read in 2 Kings chapter 1. But instead he rebukes James and John and simply travels to another village. This is not the time for judgment, but for the Son of Man came to seek and to save the lost. In the midst of rejection, it becomes crucial to understand the nature of discipleship. From our Old Testament reading today, the three examples parallel the threefold call of Elisha by Elijah, except in Luke, its three different persons are called. Jesus is gathering new followers as he travels to Jerusalem, followers who could participate in the mission described in the next chapter of Luke 10. But the requirements of this task are severe. The first volunteer makes a call himself in verse 57 and says, "I will follow you wherever you go." He sounded very eager and fully committed, but Jesus knew he wouldn't survive. Jesus does not encourage him, but instead he warns him, saying, "Foxes have holes and birds of the air have nests, but the Son of Man has nowhere to lay his head." Jesus' response makes it clear that discipleship is a demanding affair. Discipleship is costly. It is radically costly. It costs us everything. Looking at Abraham's life when God called him, "Go from your country and your kindred and your father's house to the land I will show you," always moving towards a home but never quite reaching it, always a foreigner, that's discipleship. God gives us blessings and resources for us to enjoy, but we must never become attached to them. We cannot serve both God and wealth, as we read in Luke 16:13. Jesus points out that the security of home, which one expects in normal life, has to take second place where commitment to the Son of Man is concerned. Discipleship is not easy. It is hand to the plow and doing ordinary hard work. It is in this unexciting everyday discipleship that the glory is found. Christ calls us to a higher mission than to find comfort and tranquility in this life. With the second volunteer, Jesus calls to follow him. He is willing to follow, but has a pressing family obligation, the burial of his father, before he commits to follow Jesus. We haven't been told whether his father is already dead or near death. This meant an indefinite delay, and the affairs of the kingdom cannot be put off. Jesus was proclaiming that true discipleship requires instant action. Jesus does not teach people to forsake responsibilities to family, but he often gave commands to people in light of their real motives. Perhaps this man wanted to delay following Christ and was using his father as an excuse. Following Jesus has a cost, and each of us must be ready to serve even when it requires sacrifice. Many may have heard of Graham Staines, an Australian Christian missionary who came to India in 1965 and cared for people who had leprosy and lived in the area of abject poverty. With his work, many believed in Christian faith. Along with his two sons, aged 10 and 6, who were fast asleep in the station wagon, were alit, trapping them inside and burning them to death by a Hindu fundamentalist group in 1999. His wife, Gladys Staines, said in a statement, "It is far from my mind to punish the persons who are responsible for the death of my husband, Graham, and my two children. But it is my desire and hope that they will repent and be reformed." She then continued the work of her husband, caring for the poor and the leper. Though her sacrifice has been huge, she chose to remain in India and carried out what her husband had left in sharing the love of God and bringing more into the kingdom of God. Jesus reminds us that discipleship isn't about fitting Jesus around an ordered life, ordering our lives around Jesus. If we are waiting for life to reach a certain point before we fully devote ourselves to Jesus into what he calls us to do, then we will never reach that point. Jesus says to this man, "Leave the dead to bury their own dead." Christ invites us to take up our cross and follow him. Discipleship will always challenge what we feel is of necessity before we are willing to follow. Following Christ means total submission to him, perhaps even to the point of death. And finally, the third volunteer wanted to say farewell to his family before he wanted to accept Jesus' kingdom calling. Jesus replies with a metaphor. "No one who puts a hand to the plow and looks back is fit for the kingdom of God. The person who looked back while plowing would not furrow a straight row for crops." Jesus' point is that discipleship takes focus. If God calls us, his call takes precedence over any earthly ties we might have. Our decision to follow Jesus must be very clear and decisive. Following Christ does not mean a trouble-free life. We must carefully count the cost of becoming Christ's disciple so that we will know that what we are getting into and won't be tempted later to turn back. One of my favorite Sunday school songs were, "I have decided to follow Jesus, no turning back, no turning back." Jesus here is talking about complete sacrifice. No looking back once you've decided to go on the path to proclaiming the kingdom of God, there is no looking back. Pity on those who have tied themselves to their earthly homes, which keeps them from doing the things God wants them to do. His calling is immediate. We cannot pick and choose among Jesus' ideas and follow him selectively. We have to accept the cross along with the crown. Are we ready and willing to abandon everything else that has given us security? Discipleship is not easy, but it takes us to a much deeper place in this faith journey. Let us examine ourselves whether we are on a mission with Jesus. How are our lives different as followers of Jesus than what they might have been otherwise?